Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
And I'm Sherry Kay. Welcome.
Yes, thanks. We come to you every Tuesday night. And except for last week, we have to apologize. It was very odd. When you're flying back and forth, you get a little mixed up about time. So typically, we come midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Hawaii. But we didn't realize we were in Hawaii suddenly because we had just flown back. And we missed the show last week. We had a rerun last week. So thank you for rejoining us this week live from the big and beautiful island of Hawaii.
And there's a lot of great news we're coming at you with this week.
Great news. I'm not sure it's great.
Great news because we are going to be at the Conspiracy Con debating the controlled opposition and COINTELPRO agent.
Okay, now what does that mean? What does that mean? Make it simple for your average person out there. What are we going to do at the Conspiracy Con 2011 in San Jose, California? The dates are first weekend in June.
Exactly. Where we are going, it's actually the 4th and the 5th of June.
4th and 5th of June.
Yeah. We are going to be in a debate with people that have infiltrated the activist communities. They've been infiltrating them for years. Now they're exposed as controlled opposition.
And you know who you are out there.
Exactly, if you're listening. And we're also going to be talking about the Gulf oil spill disaster.
And yeah, we've been invited to go into the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Rothschild League of Banksters manipulations and stock transactions prior to the oil explosion, the platform explosion in the Gulf. And it's just part of what is a globalist agenda to pollute environments, to bring people all over the world together against a common foe, which is environmental catastrophes.
We're also going to be, if you are in the Los Angeles area, we're going to be at the Joshua Tree Music Festival.
That should be fun.
That's going to be actually sooner than the Conspiracy Conference. That's going to be this month, May 13th through 15th. So if you can get out there, definitely come out. It's going to be a lot of great music.
Joshua Tree is, where is that?
It's sort of near Palm Springs.
Near Palm Springs, California.
Right. And so it's close to the Los Angeles, San Diego area. And if you're even in Las Vegas, it won't be too much of a hike for you to get there either.
Right. And, you know, we're going to be meeting with and listening to Scott Huckabee, who's going to be playing a concert in 528, which is how I got the invitation from the fine people at Joshua Tree Festival. They want me to present on 528. So I'll be doing that on Saturday. I have a featured speaking slot where I'll be presenting on the latest information on 528. And boy, oh boy, we just have a fantastic publication that just went up by Victor Showell. I'd like to spend some time with you on that if we get some time tonight.
What's the site address for that?
It's love528.com, love528.com. And if you scroll down on Pi Phi and 528 page of that website, down the right-hand column, you'll see the 11th monograph that Victor Showell, who's a genius mathematician, whose hobby has been to study the mathematics and sacred geometry of the pyramids of Giza. And no one in the world has done a more sophisticated and in-depth analysis on the mathematics and how the math fits into some of the most cosmic and reproducing patterned mathematics. So Victor's latest is subtitled A Reconciliation of Ancient and Modern Mathematics, in which you can see that 528 plays a major role. And I'm very pleased to see that, because among the COINTELPRO operatives, those involved in trying to discredit me and discredit 528, and they're so stupid. I mean,
they discredit me as well.
Well, yeah, because you're hanging out with me.
Well, how
you
about
know?
The video they made of
oh,
me?
Oh, my goodness.
A horrendous
oh,
video.
My goodness.
They actually thought you were a good guy. They were saying that I was the person that was working for the CIA.
Sherry, you're such a bad girl. I'm telling you, they have. These guys are out there trying to discredit everyone that's advancing love. You know, so that's, you know, we're really frightening people here, heralding the fact that grass is green because it's vibrating at the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. The greenish yellow color at the heart of the rainbow is the heart of your heart, is the heart of the Creator's heart. It's the heart of the sun. It's the heart of the musical mathematical matrix of creation. It's part of the perfect circle of sound, 9 core creative frequencies. And there's been a group also, you have to feel sad and sorry for we the people because of the infiltration and counterintelligence propaganda, disinformation associated with these agent provocateurs who discredit us, discredit anybody that's doing good. They discredited Nikola Tesla. They discredited all sorts of people who were advancing everything from free energy to healing machines that worked on energy. So Rife and Tesla, these guys were likewise, like we're experiencing today, the global elite have a Gestapo called the CIA.
And their worst fear is that there will be peace on Earth.
Oh, yeah, it takes away their business.
Took away John Lennon for that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, Sherry did a fantastic job. Folks, if you have not been to i528tunes.com or 528records.com, there's a new album up.
It's called Shaved Fish.
Shaved Fish.
Yes.
By who?
It's by John Lennon.
By John Lennon, folks. And it was a censored, secreted album of Lennon's because it really speaks to the reasons why John Lennon was assassinated. Tell us about it, Sherry.
Well, it's got a lot of very controversial music on there. It really talks about what's going on in the it actually applies to what's going on today. And even in John Lennon's day in the 60s, the same thing.
He was being discredited, if you remember. He made one statement that was taken out of context completely. If you go back over the transcript, he said that he was becoming as popular as Jesus, which was actually true. The reality was, at the time, he had an amazing outreach through every single religion, and he was having an impact with his messages. You know, all we need is love, and give peace a chance. And if you go into this album that Sherry has somehow dug up, reconstructed, and posted now, get this, transposed. It's transposed into 528 hertz frequency. So you've got John Lennon's secreted album that expresses in depth his political orientation that got him assassinated.
I mean, the great song, like Instant Karma, is on there.
Instant Karma. And that's how, by the way, my prayer is that Instant Karma is going to get you. Because if you understand what that means, it means that you're living in harmony with divinity. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And so if you are living in it, and yea, though we shall walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because we'll be surrounded by this magnificent place of justice, of peace. In Hawaii, it's called Pono, righteousness, right standingness. In this kingdom assures your protection, assures your eternal salvation, and essentially it involves the fact that there's karma happens instantly. It's just like for those of you listening, a lot of you fans of the Insight Hour and have read many of my books and DVDs, we've talked about synchronicities many times on this program, how there's an increase in a number of synchronous events of miraculous manifestations. Little prayers, big prayers, important prayers are manifesting faster. There seems to be an exponential acceleration of this harmonization between you and something in the spiritual realm that is blessing you, protecting you, healing you, and ultimately protecting you. So this is where this concept of instant karma is going to get you is such a blessing that Lennon actually came out with and knew exactly what he was talking about. When you read the rest of the lyrics of all of these songs in this particular album, I think you'll totally understand why J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI and the CIA boys for the Rockefeller camp were out to get this dude.
Yeah, there's this one song that was really controversial. It's called Woman is the Nigger of the World. And it talks about how women are really treated as sometimes not even second class, third class citizens. It's like you really are not treated equal to men. And I know that you Len, have experienced that. You've experienced people.
Well, being a woman, yeah, it's hard for me.
No, no. I mean, you've experienced what happens, how I am treated in a certain way.
No, I do. I do.
You know, and now because you have.
You know, Anthony Hilder's attack on you. And in response to the child trafficking, and by the way, folks, if you've watched your newspapers over the last couple of weeks, there's been an effort, even by Demi Moore, to bring the focus of attention off of the major problem in child trafficking and sex slavery. Human trafficking involves, of course, the worst case scenario is where these children, 500,000 of them, go disappeared every year in the United States alone. These are not the 250,000 that are found, that are disappeared first, and then they're found, and then there's a reason for their disappearance, such as parents took them or estranged lovers took them. No, this is children gone. Vanished, and they're sold. They're involved in sex slavery. They serve highest level politicians. In fact, there's a lot of stories that have been spread incredibly by the COINTELPRO, by people like Ted Gunderson, John DeCamp, and Anthony Hilder, who's now partying with and partnering with Ted Gunderson, had put out an attack on Sherry that is. It's ridiculous.
It's
honestly, it's pathetic. And so this is now a man who is, interestingly enough, at the conspiracy conference coming up in June, Anthony Hilder is listed right under me as a featured speaker for this thing. And quite frankly, it's a degrading of who I am, what I do, what we're doing here, what this is all about. You know, and if you watch the it's just absolutely ridiculous.
But even worse than how you're listed on there, you and I are speaking together on the same circuit rather than putting us as Sherry Kane, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane speaking on the same circuit for the same event. Rather than having that happen, right, they put me at the bottom of the list. And have me lecturing with Dr. Horowitz.
Don't you think that's a newbie?
But if I'm doing the same speech with you, they didn't
even
give me my own stage.
Yeah. Because we're doing this thing. Because we went on Jesse Ventura together.
Right.
The invitation was for the BP oil investigation that you primarily did, Sherry. You know, so but I think Brian Hall may have thought, well, Horowitz is a headliner, and we'll use his name, we'll attract more people, and I can see that perhaps. But I can understand likewise how it could offend you, and moreover, I could see how over the years, I can't even remember a woman that was there at the conspiracy conference presenting on her research exposing issues about conspiracies.
Well, he mentioned to me that he was proud of himself because this was, going to be three women, including me, that were going to be speaking at this event. So he said he was very proud of me. We talked about this.
Proud of you or proud of himself?
Proud of himself. And he was really addressing this patriarchal crap that I deal with and that he should be more sensitive to.
But it's part of divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. I mean, really, male versus female is a fundamental, virtual primordial manipulation strategy. You know, you divide one from the other, and look at where we are today with more than 50% of relationships going into divorce because men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
But that's what the myth is. I mean, we've experienced people. You've experienced men.
But it's bogus.
You've experienced men that are much bigger sissies than women.
Very recently.
Seriously. And so if you know that, then obviously there really isn't that much. I mean, there can't be a difference in any way except for individual people rather than genders. I think that was the way to divide us, was to tell us that. Because some people...
Yeah, so it's races... It's religions.
Exactly.
It's anything and everything. It's gay versus straight. And I find I have many gay friends. I have Alan Cantwell, who's a medical doctor and has done, I believe, the most outstanding work beyond Robert Strecker. And he and I do not agree on everything, which is beautiful. Here he is, a great friend, a colleague who I have utmost respect for. And we don't agree on some things in science. We talk about those things. For example, he believes that it was the 1978 hepatitis B vaccine that brought AIDS to the world. I say, well, Alan, you got to look at the earlier studies. It's the 72 through 74 hepatitis B vaccine studies. So, yeah. But here's a gay man who I adore, who I promote, who I honor his work. And yet there's this gay versus straight thing happening. And it occurs to me that Brian is, you know, as a gay dude, why would he, of all people, be chauvinist in that way and be patriarchal? To me, it's kind of like hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's what I meant by saying I thought he should be more sensitive to it. I mean, but he's catering to an audience of speakers that are mostly male. The conspiracy world is a world that a lot of people fear getting involved in, and maybe women were less attracted to it than men, or women were just suppressed from having their voices expressed, which is more what I believe. And their voices were, and I know that there are words in the Bible that address women as lesser, and that whole Christian-based philosophy that really is spread all over our country.
And I have to make note of that. Sherry is a Messianic Jew. She loves Jesus more, you know, as much as I know anybody loves Yeshua. And so we're both Messianic Jews. And the craziness is that here we are in these end times where everything is really falling apart beyond even the economy. And our own understandings of who we are, what we're about, you know, even this concept of John Lennon. And by the way, folks, if you're just joining us for the first time on the Inside Hour, again, my name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I'm guaranteed to push some of your buttons. Guaranteed.
And so am I. I'm Sherry Kane. I will definitely push your buttons.
And you may not agree with me, and that's fine. But the reality is that I think that the concept of us judging each other, judge ye not lest ye be judged. Let he who has no sin cast the first stone. And if you look back at these individuals who have been casting stones at yours truly and Sherry Kane, and then you really start to study and ask the question, why? Why would they be doing that? Why would these guys, allegedly fundamentalist Christians, allegedly, you know, people who are endorsed by whatever in group, whether it's FBI, CIA, or whether it's gay rights organizations, it's every single group has been infiltrated. And the reality is that that was planned because it's controlled opposition. To divide the people, you have to oppose each other when you have the division. And to do that, they've got to get into your mind. And it is the belief systems that they've instilled. It's indoctrinations that they've instilled into everyone's minds that divide us. That's why I think John Lennon's album is really the so important revelations in it. This concept of where Lennon was coming from, give peace a chance, all you need is love, instant karma is going to get you. All of this understanding of how, you know, what Lennon espouses, women are the niggers of the world. Well, gee whiz, isn't it time that we began to get beyond this hypocrisy, insanity, lunacy, degenerative mentality? Otherwise, folks, it ain't going to be pleasant for you. And I'd like to get into a little bit about what the prophecies are for 2012.
Well, I want to just read this lyric, this part of the lyric from Women is a Nigger of the World. It goes like this. We make her paint her face and dance. If she won't be a slave, we say that she don't love us. If she's real, we say she's trying to be a man. While putting her down, we pretend that she's above us. I mean, it's so accurate. It's so accurate. I mean, John Lennon was right on in the way he described his lyrics. I mean, it's all true. And he said his thoughts and feelings through his music. And he was shut up quickly for it. You know, they had to quiet him, and that's what they did. They shut him down.
Yeah, and folks, recently also we had a couple groups, and there's a fantastic number of really, you know, pure-hearted researchers who have been investigating 528 in all sorts of ways that have been blogging and discussing issues. And what a joy it is to see that the common goal and mission of all these people, all these beautiful hearts that are not paid for this. They all volunteer because they all feel it the same way that I do. The planet needs a miracle. And miracle six, do re mi fa sol la ti do, do re mi, mira gestorum in Latin, is that miracle. Latin miracle, English is the 528 hertz frequency of the original solfeggio scale. So that's what 528 is. It's a miracle. That's what love is. The universal healer is a miracle. And so these guys that have been discussing everything from the mathematics of the pyramids and how it relates to 528 is a fantastic study that's ongoing and that shall not stop. It's a blessing, and I'm honored that I advance this on behalf of the Creator. I adore the Creator for the revelations. They came initially from Jesus to Dr. Joseph Pelayo via a Bible code decryption back in 1997, and we published it in 98. And ever since then, my life has really expanded in this magnificent way of understanding the heart of music that creates all of creation. And you're included in that, so am I, and together we're actually vibing ultimately to the same clear channel broadcast of love from the Creator's heart. And so this is some of the concepts, and if you go to 528records.com, transpose your music thereon. It's, in other words, you can have your music become healing music, not just enjoyable listening music, because when you play music in 528, you're now vibrating in harmony with not just divinity, but all of the botanical world. It's celebrating 528. It's the green grass that is reflecting chlorophyll, whose sacred geometry is related to 528, exactly like the 5,280 feet in a measured mile. So the book of 528 is a new book. It's going to be coming out this summer in hard copy. You can get it on ebook at thebookof528.com. It's only $9.98, and it's about a 400-page book. You download it, and you'll have the most amazing knowledge, the most advanced and sophisticated know-how as to how the Creator puts it all together, how you are manifesting miraculously right in this very instant. Nano instant to nano instant, you are re-manifesting in this thing that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven, but the physicists call the quantum field. It is a definition, in other words, of who you are. You're a digital, that's mathematical, bio-holographic, that's biology and holography, bio-holographic precipitation, like rain precipitates and falls from the sky. Crystallization. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. That's what you're 80% made of. 80% of your body approximately is this liquid crystal superconductor receiving the sound and joy and love and faith from the Creator's heart. And then 20% of you is lava rock, minerals. So that's what come all the minerals on Earth come from lava rock initially. And so this is what you're made of. Essentially, you're lava rock and God, because water is, like Jesus said, it's spirit water. It's the medium in which baptism occurs. Baptism is a holy spiritual communion. It is a full, complete, loving download of the Creator's creative blessing so that you can be all that you can be in health and happiness and prosperity in all ways. That's the promise. And faith and prayer is associated with the manifestation of this promise and water. Because also we got great news. 11-11-11. Here's the first announcement on the Inside Hour. It has been decided. There is now three executive producers for the next Concert for the Living Water. Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, is going to be redone worldwide on 11-11-11. So if you're hearing this for the first time and you want to host in your community, your city, an event that gives prayers and tribute and music in 528 celebration, thanks to the living water, and raising awareness about how important it is, what we're talking about here on the Inside Hour, about the sanctity of water and how it's related to God and how you're manifesting right here, right now, wherever you are, from the energy signatures coming through the hydrated atmosphere. That's right. The entire universe is full of water, and you're picking up and manifesting as a result of those signals virtually coming through this musical, mathematical matrix of creation that this incredible creator perfectly put together. That's what we call pono in Hawaiian. That's righteousness. That's the law. It's perfect. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. In the kingdom of heaven, nothing missing, nothing broken. In the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4. That's how it goes. And when you see the patterns in the mathematics, you got to go beyond what Marco Rodin did, beyond the toroid. Go into understanding how the full measure of creation involves the perfect circle of sound and the love in it. It appears to be, based on a lot of evidence, is 528 hertz frequency.
Well, we were reading something about the Mayan elders. I know you talked a little bit about them saying that the end of the world being 2012, but a lot of elders are angry about it. They say the world will not end. It will be transformed.
Which is what we're saying. We're saying, I've been saying for years now, when it came to me that the realization of this understanding that 528 and the music that ultimately shall set us free from the opening of our hearts. And that's akin to the fulfillment of the prophecies in Isaiah 22:22, and that's a very important number, 22:22. And then the book of Revelation 3:6-8. Again, 3:6, those numbers are pretty incredible numbers. And to understand that, read Victor Showell's magnificent monographs. Again, at love528.com, that website, love528.com, click on the Pi Phi and 528 page and you'll have the monographs. This whole concept that if you understand 528 as being the clear channel broadcast of love, which is in your heart, that the more you tune into that channel, the more your heart is going to be filled with the radiance of the Creator's love, filled with the radiance of what the botanical world is celebrating. I mean, if you're in a city right now, it might be hard for you to really appreciate what it is that I'm saying to you. Go find yourself a park and look at the grass. Look at the trees. Look at the color green is yellow. That's 528. That's chlorophyll. In essence, here's what's happening, folks. This is what's happening. You probably have never heard this before. This is one of the most profound understandings that you could ever understand. And I'm very thankful, I'm grateful to the Creator and the angels of Revelation that have brought this information to me to share with you at this time in history. The sun vibrates fundamentally at 528. It's been measured. We have tuning forks. We have NASA recordings of the sound of the sun. Well, that makes sense because everything else in the universe is vibrating at its heart at 528, just exactly like the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum is 528. So if you understand that the sun is beaming down to send light, vibrating photons, that's electrons, because the sun is made of about 100% hydrogen. Hydrogen is the donor of electrons. H plus plus OH minus equals H2O is the chemical equation for water. The universe is made from water. Just like in the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the water. Even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, you've got the water there. So the universe, it's not surprising that the sun is floating in water, even though it's kind of hot, and that's the miracle of water. And it's not much like, in fact, the dolphins who sonically vibrate bubbles underwater so hot it reaches nearly 5,000 degrees and light pops out. It's called sonoluminescence. Look it up on your scientific dictionaries or go online. Do a Google search on sonoluminescence, and you'll see what I'm talking about is there. So this concept that the sun sends this loving vibration in the form of an electron down to Earth, and what grabs it? What grabs it most is the botanical world, the algae, this algae or the phytoplankton in the oceans. And what do they do? What is the leaf output? All of the botanical world outputs oxygen. So it carries that energy signal, that electron, in the oxygen that you and I breathe. And now you understand the Bible when it says that the life is in the blood. It is that oxygen that carries the life throughout your bloodstream that provides the sustenance, the energy, the electron frequency vibration of love in 528 fundamentally. Sure, there might be other harmonics involved. Of course there are, because there's a holistic spectrum of how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together, and it's all part of this oneness. But at the heart of it, we're talking about now, the most fundamental, most important of all of the emotions and values in life is love. Certainly is one of the most powerful of all the healing things. Love is the universal healer, it's been said. So this concept that you and I are actually breathing God's love, every breath. Now you understand why Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahovah, the Ha in Yahovah. So the beginning and the end is represented in the word Aloha. The beginning and the end, at the heart of it is love. And what carries that love is the Ha, is the breath of life. So this is a magnificent revelation. It's so vitally important for the simplest understanding of how it is that we're sustained, spiritually uplifted, divinely by love.
Well, that's all we need in the end is love.
That's exactly right.
That's what we all need. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to hear about our take on what happened in the news this week, this past week. Two major events happened. One was the royal wedding, which was
a royal circus.
Royal circus.
A sideshow,
and it also was, people were writing, a lot of the people in the Christian world were writing letters to me stating that this was representing the bride of Christ. It was representing bringing the fundamental traditional values of weddings and the whole idea of this tradition. And then you have the Osama bin Laden murder that happened. Actually, he was actually dead in 2001.
Yeah, the alleged mass assassination.
Because he had kidney problems in 2001. He was dying then. Were they bringing a dialysis machine into the desert?
Yeah, like these things are really important. Okay, here we are. Every one of you listening, there's challenges financially to keep afloat and keep your family happy, fed, and sheltered. The reality is these things are really inconsistent with what is going to feed us. What's going to feed us and sustain us is exactly what we're talking about. It's a wedding of a different sort. The Christian Bible talks about, the New Testament talks about the bride. Humanity, maturing to the point where we open our hearts to the living Christ, to Yeshua manifested in us. We become one with Yeshua and the Father. This is the concept of the bride, of the marriage in the end times.
Right.
And I think that, you know, we get all sorts of insane letters. Absolutely. You can't even imagine the mail that we get. I'll give you an example. I got a letter this week from a woman from Argentina who wrote saying, Dr. Horowitz, you know, I meditate, she says, every day for 3 hours a day, and I connect with the Spirit, and the Spirit is just such a fine Spirit, and I'm totally in divine communion when I'm there, and I bring that out into my life, and that this concept that you advance with 528 and love, sorry, it doesn't ring true for me. So I wrote her back saying, you know, thank you for sharing your attitude and your judgment about that. I said, and she particularly wrote about how this 528, in my humble opinion, has come from an angel. And she told me that when she goes out into the Spirit and communes, she has the pure Spirit, and she doesn't deal with angels. It's a direct communion with God. So I wrote her back saying, well, thank you so much. You know, my angel that directs me, and I've been heralding, and I've been saying that this is a fulfillment of Isaiah 22:22 and the book of Revelation 3:6-8, where in the end times, then we have a sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, that comes to herald a key, a musical note, to the house of David, the Davidian. That's the royalty. That's the real, true, blue blood royalty. Not what you've got going on, although they may be descendants, and they are very likely, probably even relatives of mine, going way back. But the reality is, ultimately, you go back when we're all relatives.
So you believe that the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant were actually descendants of the Hebrews?
I think that the concept of the tribe of Judah, this is a controversial statement. And maybe let me just finish the other thought, and then we'll come back to this. So I wrote this woman back, and I said, you know, this angel that comes from my perspective to fulfill prophecy and heralds a key, 528 hertz frequency, that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open, that these are spiritual portals to the heart. And this angel has done more than just herald 528 in my life. I'm literally alive. I was saved at least a half a dozen times. I'm on borrowed time right now, thanks to that angel and God. The reality is that this angel was also the angel that directed me in the library of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in a government documents classified section of the library where I wasn't supposed to be, and I had no idea where I was going. I was simply following this angel, and I wrote about it in my first best-selling book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, tells this story where I would not have gotten the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab that was serving the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, delivering monkeys, finds viruses, everything having to do with primate cancer virus research, they were spreading. And this was the contract book. Without the angel, I would not have found that book. And so I wrote this woman back saying, you know what, thank you for contacting me. But, you know, from my perspective, that angel is the cause and source of me having been influential and probably saved millions of lives, particularly children, because of the revelations about vaccination, intoxication, and toxicity, and how corrupt the pharmaceutical industry is, and how the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel are all one. So, ma'am, you can certainly criticize me, and you can judge me as maybe my sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia is a myth in my mind, but you shall know them by the fruit. And this fruit, if I can say I've saved even tens of thousands of lives, then that fruit is pretty sweet.
Yep, that's fruit. So let's go back to this new revelation now that's being spread by the mainstream media, which is the tool of the global elite to say that now Osama bin Laden is dead. Now they come out with he's dead. And even though you have Benazir Bhutto back in 2007 on a video stating who was going to kill her and stating that Osama bin Laden was killed. So you have her telling you that. You have information back in 2001 of how he was really, really sick and had horrible kidney problems.
And you have people sourcing photographs of how they were doctored, showing you how the more recent photographs were doctored in Photoshop, too.
Exactly.
I've seen some of those,
exactly.
too.
So we know why. Now, why would they do that? The reason being, in my opinion, is because they want to create another false flag. What's going to happen next is they had the White House party and had everybody cheering on, including Barack Obama, who got brownie points for this, by the way, by George Bush. He shook his hand. He said, good job, man. And so now you have the White House cheering on, which represents America, cheering on, right? And you have the people, them edging on the Americans here, the people who aren't aware of what's really going on, saying, oh, good, he was a Muslim. Goody, we got him. Yes, Americans against Muslims. Again, divide and conquer. And then you have the people in the Muslim world, the people in the Muslim world, saying, wow, look at these Westerners. Look how evil they are. And so next thing you have, okay, the global elite has a great plan. We are going to stir up some more trouble. Let's maybe bomb something. Let's cause a little disaster here. Because you know what? Now we can blame it on Obama's people, the Al-Qaeda, for retaliation against us killing their leader.
That's what they would likely do, and they'll make that claim. So it's a song and dance. It's a roadshow. You know, it's a play is unfolding. It's virtual. Sad war story.
They kept playing
unfolding.
These old videos of Osama bin Laden. For years it was the same video. The guy never aged. Nobody questioned it. Nobody questioned it. It was the same video where he's complaining and they had the subtitles. America's going down. I kill you all. I mean, it's just like, who knows what he really said, right? And so, and then you have stupid Americans getting on saying, yay for America. So you got the royal wedding, which is like the Christian tradition back, you know, putting back in time that Christian marriage tradition. And then you have, yeah, rah, rah, rah for America. We got the wicked witch is dead. We got him. Yay, America's tough. We're strong again. I mean, it's just patriotic crap.
It's like, I think for those of you who have been with us for many years on the Inside Hour, I think what we have in common is we look at this news and we shake our head and we go, man, oh man, are people stupid? You got to be really, really stupid to even engage this lunacy hypocrisy because it's such a drain on energy. It's such a waste of time. There's so many wonderful things, including you know, like what we're doing in Hawaii, permacultural sustainability. You know, I want to talk about what's going to happen. And I mentioned that the elders, the ancient elders of all the native tribes, particularly there's many Mayan elders. Carlos Barrios is one of them that talk about, like you mentioned, Sherry, that the planet Earth is not going to disappear after December 21st, 2012, that there's going to be some major changes. For example, Carlos tells us that the sunrise on December 21st, 2012, for the first time in 26,000 years, the sun rises to conjunct the intersection of the Milky Way and the plane of the ecliptic. This cosmic cross is considered to be an embodiment of the sacred tree, the tree of life, a tree remembered in all the world's spiritual traditions. And he goes on to say that we're not going to disappear, but there's going to be such a change in the electromagnetic frequency resonance, even solar flare happenings, and electromagnetic impact on we the people and the planet, that unless you have got your heart right. Unless you're standing in faith in this communion divine that I talked about earlier, that you may have a real hard time. In fact, you may suffer a heart attack. And that's what I mentioned many years ago. In fact, it was 1998 where I first advanced this thesis that with the electromagnetic frequency energy machines like HARP and its sister in Europe called IceCat, with those beaming out electromagnetic frequencies and ultimately impacting the way we think, the way we feel, what's happening in our bodies, our immunity, inducing illnesses, diseases. Without your protection of being in divine communion with the Creator, the source of sustenance, you're not going to make it. And so that's why this show, that's why my ministry, what we've been doing here on the Inside Hour for years, is simply trying to herald the most wonderful, uplifting, and freeing truths that include those truths by which you can grow by, learn by, develop as a fully capable, worthy, loving, and lovable person. That's what's important. And that energy, now we are saying is 528 hertz frequency, that is what's necessary in order for you to do all that you can do to sustain yourself during this very, very challenging age.
Yep. And Carlos also says that the prophesied changes are going to happen, but our attitude and actions will determine how harsh and mild they'll be. And we need to act to make changes to elect people to represent us who understand and who will take political action to respect the earth. So right now, I mean, everything we do is really what is going to either make or break it. And we
this
have
is a preparation time. You know, a few years ago when really after 9/11, I expected 9/11. Those of you who have been following my work know that I came out with the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, 3 months before September 11th. And after that, as the economy started to really, you know, go downhill, I was declaring, in fact, it's on the internet, 20 reasons to celebrate the crashing economy and the fact that the party's over. The party is over. Now, we can continue to party. That's fine. You know, it's always great to smile and it's always great to laugh. We've got to do that to maintain a sense of humor is vitally important. But the reality is that we've got to get some serious. We've got to exercise, spiritually evolve to a place where we no longer tolerate this insanity within us. We no longer can tolerate the dissonance in our own egos, the attachments that we have to all of this fear and guilt and all sorts of wicked sadness and all sorts of things that we conjure up because we have bought into the illusion. It's like Hollywoodism. It's playing on your network news. It's the pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival channel. Now, you can tune into that channel, but that's not where the party's at. The party, the celebration, is in this divine revelation and understanding that you are one with the Creator, that the connection's through your heart, the connection's in love. The connection has a specific frequency of resonance that the entire botanical world is celebrating that you wouldn't even have E equals MC squared circles or squares without 528 love. And so that is the conditioner, conditioning your heart to receive the blessing, the anointing, the promise of the Messiah within you returned fully. To literally move forward bravely, joyfully, proudly, and prosperingly in every way. This is the promise, and this is what, in my humble opinion, there will be a remnant. There will be a small number of people, relatively speaking, It will ultimately affect millions, and it shall ultimately give us this 1,000 years of world peace where we no longer engage this insanity that we see not just in each other, but also in ourselves and on television. It is beyond that. We've got to go. We shall go. And that is the opportunity before us to get beyond that all.
Well, I mean, that's what the Mayans believe. They believe it's all encoded in our DNA. And they said, you know, find your heart and you will find your way. So it's true.
And that's why when Yeshua, when Jesus distilled the Ten Commandments, he said, it's all about love. You know, you love the Creator as your source of sustenance. Above all, you know, love the Creator, and then love each other as brothers and sisters. If you're vibing in love, in harmony with divinity and the entire cosmic creation, then again, you transcend the physical world.
That's what we need to do. We need to transcend. We need to transcend out of this world and come to peace and come to love, come to the 528 in our hearts. And that's what we're here to do. I mean, we give some of the worst news that you'll ever hear, but at the same time, we tell you the best news you'll ever hear. And I know it's like preaching to the choir with some of the news that we give people out there who know all the stuff that the that's going on with the Illuminati, and you've heard it and you're aware of it. But there's a lot of people in your family right now that aren't woken up. There's a lot of people in your family that are still taking Big Pharma's drugs. They're addicted to them. There's a lot of people in your family that are dying right now. They listen to what the mainstream media tells them, and they buy every single thing, hook, line, and sinker. We're here to tell you, to help you actually encourage them to, it's time to wake up.
You know, and this whole concept of radiation exposures and the milk being tainted now in our food and this impact on the immune system, we have got to energetically transcend the physical attacks, the chemicalization and the radiation. It's imperative that we raise our vibration above that which is deadly, and that's in the physical. So this whole thing is a prophecy that's unfolding, and it deals with maturing spiritually to become the bride that marries, again, the manifestation of Yeshua's blessing of love, peace, prosperity in all ways, 1,000 years of duration, and this concept that we can live sustainably, not chemically, that we can go beyond the limitations set by the Illuminati, and that really live joyfully with peace on earth.
And another realization we all need to come to is that money's not going to mean anything. The dollar isn't going to be worth anything. What are you going to do then? What is silver going to buy if there's nothing to buy? The only thing that you can use it for would be nothing. So growing your own food, having sustainable living.
Fantastic. That's exactly what. And by the way, if you are listening out there and you either yourself or know someone that would like to join us in building a sustainable community in Hawaii, that's exactly what we're doing right now. And we do have a few positions that are open.
If you have like experience with permaculture and you have experience with sustainable living and
you don't mind working hard, because man, we work hard out here, but it's the labor of love, and this land gives us
much sustenance. Like if you enjoy building,
if you've got carpentry skills, particularly masonry skills, we're doing some constructions out here. Again, there's simple tasks also. We need I've got to cut the lawn. So if we could use help with lawn mowing, weed whacking, planting from incredible seeds that just grow here like incredible. We're just going to cost it out at another big greenhouse. We've got one greenhouse. You can't even imagine when you taste the lettuce that comes out of our greenhouse. You know, incredibly,
and there's
I live off of about, you know, I take Green Harvest in the morning, which is a product at Healthy World Store. But the lettuce that we grow here, just a few leaves of it, you can't even imagine how powerful nutrients are in it that are incredibly sustaining.
And if you have those carpentry building skills, you can build your own place to live here, and because there's a lot of land. And if you're, you know, if you're somebody that's would love to contribute to helping us with this vision of sustainable living community, we welcome you. Contact me. You can actually contact me at info@heavenlykingdom.net or Sherry Kane, SHERRIKANE at gmail.com. That's my personal email. You can go to our website. That's heavenlykingdom.net. And that's HEAVENLY kingdom.net. And we'd love to hear from you. If it's something that's in your heart and you feel that this is a calling for you to come down to Hawaii and, you know, experience this lifestyle and be able to live your dream of, you know, this is the pathway for everybody else. This is paving the way as an example.
Yeah, a model for the planet. I mean, the mission out here is to create a world venue, like a stage for the science of creationism. And a lot of people, that sends up red flags. You know, a lot of New Agers go, what? You guys are Christians, you know, blah. But it's sad and sick that they would think that way. Creationism, I mean, you're a creation. It's all about the perfect musical mathematical manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. And so we're here in a Jurassic Park-like setting. We're building, we're working the land in order to have the sustainable crops and the aquaculture, and also advance a most outstanding healing spa, because we have the resources here. Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal warm pools is on this beautiful land. We're on what's called the rainy side of the Big Island of Hawaii. It's not really that rainy. You know, people named it that, but we get a lot of sun. We get as much sun as we do rain, and I love the rain because it's, again, we're made of water, and 80%, and it's such a delight to see everything growing so lush when you're particularly planting and you're depending on it.
And so, it's never cold, and it never snows, so that's things that I like.
So, you know, we're getting toward the end of the hour. I want to also thank HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com is where you can buy all of my books, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment that I recommend or endorse, or many of them I've developed or co-developed. So check it out. Anything that you buy on there is helps us sustain ourselves and our ministry and keep going. And then HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is very exciting still. Sherry, why don't you tell folks a little bit about Healthy World Affiliates?
Well, it's a way to partner with us. You go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You sign up. It's free, and you get great discounts on all of the products that we offer. A lot of them are from Healthy World Store. And there is some 528 products in there. We use it. We've been doing
there's
a
some
lot
new
of
products, yeah.
A lot of new products.
Check it out if you haven't been there for a while.
And if you give out your link that we give you after you sign up, you'll have your own personal URL. If you give that to someone else and they purchase something, you get a great commission. So, and then it goes down to about four other referrals from there. Actually,
five level referral system pays out 40% on those five different levels. We are going to be advancing it. I'm working on level one training still for the affiliates to become ambassadors, and ultimately our goal is to have a Clinic for Humanities project here in Hawaii as well as elsewhere. That's a clinic that deals with natural healing, the methods and materials, the botanicals, the native types of resources that are perfect for healing people naturally, not pharmaceutically. And so that's one of the other things that we're doing out here in Hawaii, and I'm working with the World Organization for Natural Medicine with the people that are doing that in many countries.
And if you're also, you have a medical doctor's license, contact me, because we have some opportunities to work with you in alternative health here, if that's something you're interested in. A lot of people decided to get away from the Western medicine, even though you have a license and you're not really doing a lot with it right now, or you're doing something more in holistic health as well.
Yeah, if you're discouraged from medicine, right, if you've gotten your medical degree, and you're discouraged by the truth that already set you free, but now you still find yourself constrained by the FDA and the CDC and the bandits. Well, gee whiz, check us out. Give us a ring, and we actually may now have a place for you with us here in Hawaii.
And I will also thank our other sponsor, that's 528records.com. If you haven't been to that site, we spoke about it earlier. You can transpose any of your music into the powerful healing music of the 528 frequency. And musicians, you have you can get 60% royalties on your original music.
Yeah, partner with us because that's what it's a musical revolution. It's the 528 Love Revolution. And it laid out when you look at it in writing, it's 528 Lover Evolution.
Right.
Well, so you can go to 528loverevolution.com, which will bring you to 528records.com, transpose your music, join us, upload your 528 music, or upload the previous albums that you recorded in standard tuning, A440, and then you can transpose it into the 528 frequency of love and have your music be healing music as well as enjoyable listening.
Right. And there's two more websites, the book of 528.com, which is Dr. Horowitz's latest book. If you haven't read it, it's only available as a download right now, an ebook download, but it will be available in a hardcover in a few months. And also love528.com, which we spoke about earlier, that has amazing new revelations regarding
the math. And it's great for musicians.
So thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye for now.